Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit for this month, and we're talking about hospitality and hotels, but I think specifically we're talking about the concierge at hotels. Usually it's a fella. It could be a woman as
well. Could be a lady, yeah.
Dressed up in a nice suit, and basically they're there to take care of the guests, usually to greet them and to help them out with whatever problems they have, but also to help arrange tours and make restaurant reservations for them and stuff like that. But
yeah, they don't like fix your room if your air conditioner's not working, or you wouldn't call them to order room service. They are specifically in charge of arranging tours for you, getting you cabs if you need them, tickets to Broadway shows, tickets to, you know, sporting events. That's what they do.
Indeed, but I guess as the world gets more digital,
yeah.
Some hotels are trying to introduce digital concierges, okay? Mm. Virtual ones, I guess. So hospitality goes virtual. An interview with Eleanor Young, that's what this interview is all about. A woman who works at a hotel, and they're making use of a virtual concierge to see if it will actually provide better service for their customers and things like that and make things more convenient. What do you think about that? Okay, we'll find out what she has to say in our interview for today, so let's get to it. Let's now read the entire interview from top to bottom. This month at AMC Media, we sat down with hotel manager Eleanor Young to learn about a new system that is bringing big changes to the hospitality industry. Thanks for talking with us, Eleanor. You manage one of the leading 5-star hotels in Macau, which is getting a lot of attention for its new approach to concierge service. What can you tell us about that?
Thank you for having me. What our hotel has done is to start making use of a virtual concierge service for our guests' convenience. When they enter the lobby, guests find large touch screens on the wall that they can use to access all kinds of services.
Are these screens meant to substitute for an in-person concierge in terms of booking transportation, room service, and other amenities?
In my view, yes. A virtual concierge can easily do many of the jobs of a traditional concierge. It also makes recommendations for attractions in the area. Additionally, when guests use our hotel app on their personal devices, the concierge can send map data and other information to them directly.
How have your guests and staff responded to this new system?
The response has been very positive. Guests find it convenient and easy to use. And our other staff members are free to deal with more pressing matters. It's quickly becoming an essential part of our hotel service.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson. It's all about hospitality, and it's going virtual, an interview with Eleanor Young. Now, of course, if we talk about hospitality, we generally are referring to how well guests are treated when you receive your guests and when you make them feel at home and things like that. But in this particular case, hospitality is referring to the hospitality industry, which is all about hotels and restaurants serving people when they're traveling or when they're going out to eat and stuff like that. The hospitality industry, but hospitality is going virtual, which, of course, here virtual just means having to do with computers. It's almost like reality, probably like 95% reality, pretty close.
Yeah, so it's definitely going digital, you could say, too. So virtual, when you see that, guys, you should immediately think of something that's been computerized. You're going to have to be using some sort of a device that allows you to get on the internet, too. I wanted to mention the hospitality industry doesn't just encompass hotels, but it's restaurants as well. So Here's AMC. Tom was playing this role. He's the person who is interviewing the hotel manager. I'm going to pretend I'm Eleanor Young. And he's going to be asking her about this new system that they're developing. And it's really bringing big changes to the hospitality industry. And of course, he's polite and says, hey, thanks for talking with us, Eleanor. I'm sure they had to pre-arrange an interview. You can't just walk in and expect to talk to someone who manages one of the leading five-star hotels in Macau. Those people are pretty busy. So if you manage something, you are the manager. You take care of the running of that particular business. So she's probably busy quite a bit of the time. She tells the other employees what to do, how to do it, and makes sure that they are providing really good services for the guests there. If it's a five-star hotel, it's expensive. So the guests staying there expect really good service.
Right, they expect it, and if they don't get it, then they have a temper tantrum.
And they might complain.
They'll complain. They'll make you pay for it. So, yeah, think twice before you get involved in the hospitality industry. So AMC here begins the interview here. Thanks for talking with us, Eleanor. That's the polite way to start an interview here. Thank your guest for coming. You manage one of the leading five-star hotels in Macau, which is getting a lot of attention. So manage here, of course, is the verb. She basically handles the running of the hotel. And, of course, the hotel has been getting a lot of attention for its new approach to concierge service. Okay, that, of course, is a French word, concierge, that might be hard for y'all to pronounce here because it's got the je sound at the end. Concierge. I don't think there's any other way to say it. Concierge.
No, please don't say concierge. It's like people saying garage. Garage is where you park your car.
It's hard, though, because
it's a French sound.
Yeah, there's no such sound in Chinese.
Except that
at least in Mandarin.
Foreigners are always saying Beijing, like there's such a sound.
Yeah, I don't know where the heck that came from.
Stupid, it's Beijing. Okay, so this is what she does. She manages a very prestigious hotel there, and they're doing something really different with their concierge service. So what can you tell us about it? Well, Eleanor is polite, too. She says, thank you for having me. What her hotel has done is to start making use of a virtual concierge service for our guests' convenience. That's what they say. I think some guests would rather have a real person to talk to. But a lot of the younger generation is so used to just being on that smartphone all the time. They're used to touch screens. When I was last in France, I walked into McDonald's and everything's touchscreen now. You don't even order. You don't order at the, you know, the counter. Everything's touchscreen. It's all moving towards that direction.
I don't like that because other people, you know, you just don't know where their finger has been.
Ooh,
and they've touched that screen, and you're
touching it
too. So yeah, that sounds very unsanitary to me.
Now, if you make use of something, it simply means you're using. So our hotel is starting to use a virtual concierge service. You could also just write it that way, too.
You certainly could. So, yes, indeed, young people and, you know, even middle-aged people are expecting that. And when they enter the lobby, guests find large touch screens on the wall that they can use to access all kinds of services. So the lobby, of course, is the main room of the hotel that you go into. That's where the front desk is, the main desk there.
Yeah.
But on the wall there are these big screens that are touch screens. If you touch it, something happens. I've seen those here in Taiwan.
I have too.
Not even at the most expensive hotels.
No.
So smaller ones have them as well.
Yeah.
You can touch the screen there and think, well, after we check in, we're going to go to the night market or we're going to go try to find a meal. Where can we get a good meal? I feel like having some kujia cai. You know, where's a good kujia restaurant in this town? So, yes, that touch screen might help you find a restaurant and it will probably make the reservation for you and give you some suggestions as to what to eat there and, more importantly, how to get there.
It says here that these touch screens on the wall can help them access all kinds of services. If you can access something, this is the verb form. It just means you have the ability to use it to get to it. So It's pretty, yeah, I've seen them around Taiwan too, myself. It's convenient, but the older generation may not be so comfortable with touch screens. Most of the younger kids, of course, are used to it by now. Now, are these screens meant to substitute for an in-person concierge in terms of or related to booking transportation, room service, and other amenities?If you substitute for something or someone, it means you fill in for that person. We often would have substitutes at school. Maybe our teacher was sick or on a vacation, and they'd bring in a substitute teacher. You can also substitute one ingredient for another. If you're a vegetarian, you might substitute meat, for something else, maybe like the fake tofu meats or whatever you guys eat.
Yeah, substitute tofu for meat. Have the tofu instead of the meat if you're a vegetarian. But in this particular case, though, the question is, are you trying to substitute for an in-person concierge? You want this computer network to do all this stuff so that we don't have to pay the concierge. Well, you know, that's another subject, of course.
Well, it's like hiring a robot instead of hiring a real person, right?
Yeah, is that
still computerized?
Is that going to add to unemployment?
Probably,
again,
sure.
Again, that's another subject for another day. But here's how Eleanor answers that question. She says, in my view, yes. In my view, at least that's how I feel about it. This is my personal opinion. There might be other information about this based on surveys or something. But me personally, in my own experience, yes, a virtual concierge can easily do many of the jobs of a traditional concierge.
Hey, Tom, I want to mention this word amenities. You'll often see it in relation to the hospitality industry. It could be a hotel could have really great amenities like a swimming pool, a gym, an area that people could go and use fax machines or computers for a while, a business center. Those are different kinds of amenities that are offered.
Extra services and things like that. Yes, sometimes you can have a computer room, for example. They probably changed, though. It's been a while since I've actually stayed in a full-service hotel. But, yes, she thinks that the concierge may be replaced by these new virtual concierges.
Mm-hmm.
And it also makes recommendations for attractions in the area. So, for example, if you go stay at a hotel down in Hualien and you start playing with that screen there, it will give you some recommendations. Oh, you can go to the Chongda Recreational Area. You can go to Taroko Gorge. There are hiking trails in a certain place. There's a big farm down in Hualien County or something like that. It will make recommendations for attractions that you can go check out. I think there's also a really big night market in Hualien that you could check out. But yes, virtual concierge is making those recommendations, things they think that you should do.
Additionally, this is something else that they offer through this virtual concierge is their hotel app can be put on the guest's personal devices, and that way the virtual concierge can actually send map data. You know, it's like having Google Maps on your phone and other features to them directly. So they can keep all of that information on their own personal device if they have the hotel app on their phones. So AMC or the interviewer says, how have your guests and staff responded to this new system? Do they like it? What about the concierge you had to fire so you could use, you know, this virtual concierge? How have they responded? How have they reacted is another way you could say that. To respond means you could answer someone, but it can also refer to someone's reaction. You know, it doesn't actually have to be spoken words or written words. It could be someone's facial expression. So how have they responded? Are they excited? Do they like it or do they hate it?
Yeah, I wrote a letter to the company asking for a job, but they haven't responded yet.
Mm.
They haven't written back, for example. And, of course, the noun form is response. I haven't gotten a response. But here, yes, they're asking, how have your guests and how has your staff responded to this new system?
Oh, can I mention something, Tom? Sorry.
Sure.
I taught a lot of people, business people, and I often would see them say, I need to respond her letter.
Ooh.
Guys, you have to respond to someone. You can't just respond her. Yeah, so be careful with that.
Yeah, I guess Chinese doesn't have a word like two there, so I guess you just have to learn it through habit there. Mm. So respond to. Have you responded to my letter yet?
Yeah.
Well, the response, again, is the noun here. So, of course, Eleanor says the response has been very positive, which means people like it. They expect it. In fact, they probably feel strange if the concierge is an actual person. You mean I have to make eye contact with somebody? I actually have to use language? I have to talk? I have to breathe? No, I want to let my fingers do the walking. I want to touch that screen. I'm used to that with my smartphone. So, yes, of course, the response has been positive. That's just what the doctor ordered. That's what these people expect. And guests find it convenient and easy to use. And our other staff members are free to deal with more pressing matters. Yes, they don't need to be bothered by guests who are looking for a place to eat or transportation to the nearest night market or something. They can just get that information from the touchscreen, and the staff can be busy with other things like playing on their own phones.
We use this word pressing as an adjective to describe something that requires immediate action. So someone, maybe their toilet breaks down, that's definitely more pressing than answering someone's question about what's the best night market to go to. So the really urgent matters can be dealt with. It frees up those staff members to deal with more pressing matters. And then Eleanor ends by saying it's quickly becoming an essential part of our hotel service. If something's essential, guys, it's really vital. It's very important. It's something that in a few years, we probably won't even be able to remember what having a real person concierge, in a hotel was like. Everything's going digital, so get ready.
Okay, so that brings us to the end of our explanation. We need to hear from our Chinese teacher, but in just a couple of seconds, we'll talk about some ways to express views and opinions, and we'll have some discussion questions.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要介绍的呢是一种新的制度。在这里，文章一刚开始的后面有提到 a new system that is bringing big changes to the hospitality industry. 它是一种呢为餐旅业所带来重大变革的新制度。Hospitality 原本是有热情好客的意思，延伸出来也有招待款待，所以 the hospitality industry 也就是我们所谓的餐旅服务业。首先呢，这个 AMC 就访问 Eleanor， 他说到后面的句子提到 You manage one of the leading five-star hotels in Macau.Which is getting a lot of attention for its new approach to concierge service. 在这里提到呢 ,Eleanor 她经营的是澳门最顶级的五星级饭店之一，而这个饭店正因为新形态的礼宾服务而广受瞩目。Concierge, 那么来自于法文，指的呢特别是旅馆服务台前的这些职员，那 concierge service 也就是礼宾服务咯。Manage 有管理、处理的意思。He manages a hotel for his father. 他替他的父亲经营一家旅馆。那么常常考试的讲到 manage to do something, 则是有呢设法做到勉强完成某件事情的意思。我们继续往下看 Eleanor 的回应，后面提到 What our hotel has done is to start making use of a virtual concierge service for our guests' convenience. 在这里的 what 开始一直到 has done 是这一句的主词。What 就等于 all that 或者是 the thing which。我们饭店所做的事情就是，那么这句真正的动词是 is， 就是开始使用一套虚拟的礼宾服务，让宾客们在使用上能够更为便利。这里的 virtual， 我想是同学们非常熟悉的，也就是虚拟的意思。 接着我们再看到下面 AMC 的访问的题目 Are these screens meant to substitute for an in-person concierge in terms of booking transportation, room service, and other amenities? 在这里提到的这些 screens 就是前面提到的Touch screens, 利用这种触控式的荧幕来提供虚拟的礼宾服务。所以 AMC 就问说，这些触控式的荧幕它的目的在 substitute for, 也就是有替代、取代的意思。举个例子来说，医生给你的忠告是没有什么东西可以替代的。我们就可以说 Nothing can substitute for the advice your doctor is able to give you. Your doctor is able to give you. 所以呢，那么这些的荧幕可以取代什么东西呢？我们这里提到的是 an in-person concierge. In-person, 它本来是拆开来两个字副词表示是亲自的，那么连在一起形容词，那么我们说 an in-person interview, 也就是呢面对面的访谈 an in-person meeting, 也就是呢当面坐下来开会，而不是利用远端遥控来开会的意思。所以这样的荧幕呢可以帮助在交通预订Booking transportation, 还有 room service, 饭店的服务，还有其他的 amenities. Amenities 常用复数来表达，指的就是一些便利设施跟娱乐消遣的设施。接下来我们再看 Eleanor 后面提到 Additionally, when guests use our hotel app on their personal devices, the concierge can send map data and other information to them directly.那么它有很多虚拟的礼宾服务。此外 ,additionally, 当客人在他们的个人装置上使用我们的应用程式 App 的时候呢，礼宾系统就可以把地图、数据或是其他的资讯发送给这些客人们。Eleanor 在后面有提到，那么他们的顾客反应如何呢？我们用了 respond 这个动词，要记住 respond to 后面可以加名词，就是对什么做出回应。大家对于这个新的系统的回应如何呢？ Eleanor 后面提到 Guests find it convenient and easy to use, and our other staff members are free to deal with more pressing matters.那么在这里要请同学特别注意一下 it 的用法。那么呢 it 是代替后面的，这件事情是很简单来使用的。那么其他的饭店的服务人员就可以有时间去处理更急迫的事物。在这里的 pressing 当作形容词，解释成为急迫的、迫切的意思。我们常听到的当务之急或是最迫切的问题，就可以说 a pressing issue。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Hi guys, welcome back. This is the second part of our TOEIC unit. We are going to be talking about some ways to express your views and opinions, some useful expressions. Now, some of these expressions you just have to memorize, but make sure you don't memorize them incorrectly because that sounds even worse. So try to pick one or two that you really like and stick with it until you become very comfortable with the way that you express a view or opinion. Here we go.
Right. So remember, in the conversation, AMC asked Eleanor, are these screens meant to substitute for a real concierge?
Yeah.
And she answered, in my view, yes. So in my view, that just means that's how I see it. And there are different ways to express that feeling here. The first one is personally. She could have said that as well, personally. That means you want to express your personal opinion, usually as opposed to, like, statistics or how other people feel. Yeah, maybe the survey said that people don't like digital concierges, but personally, I think they're great. I really like them. So personally, I enjoy using the digital concierge for finding local attractions.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that you can say in my view, but don't say in my viewpoint. Seems like it would be the same thing. It's not.
You could say from my point of view.
From my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are lots of little phrases. Just pick out one or two. Don't learn 10 and then get them mixed up.
Yeah.
You know, don't go too fast.
Although we do admire your effort because sometimes yeah. people don't actually open their mouths to try. Yet you need to try and make mistakes in order to improve.
Yeah, and hopefully you have foreign friends who will correct you if you're wrong. Number two, as far as I'm concerned, the human element or the human part or factor is still important in hospitality service. Yeah. So it's not possible to completely replace staff with virtual helpers. We've all been online where a little screen will pop up and say, do you have any questions? I was just on my bank's website and said, can we help you answer a question? And it's not a real person, it's a computer, and if you don't phrase things just right, they can't answer. It's just frustrating. So I've stopped using those unless I know it's a real person.
They'll probably improve as time goes on.
Hopefully.
But again, this is how you express your opinion here. As far as I'm concerned, this is my view, this is how I see things,
yeah.
etc. So the human element is still very important. People probably expect to deal with live people at a certain point.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, people might get used to checking into hotels without actually seeing one person at all. You get your key right there from the machine. Some people might actually like that.
Maybe you're shy, you know?
Or you're used to being on your phone all the time, and talking to people for real,
you know, uncomfortable.
Face-to-face actually might make you feel uncomfortable.
Oh, it's so terrible.
Could be. I hope we're not going that direction.
Don't do it. Keep talking to each other.
It's still a great experience to talk to people face-to-face, to see their facial expressions, to hear their voice and things like that. And here's the third way you can express an opinion. I bet that more and more hotels will start using the service in the near future. It's a good way for them to save money. So I bet. That is a way to express your opinion, although you're kind of talking about what you think will happen in the future. I bet this will happen in the future. I think that that's what's going to happen.
Here's our discussion question. What is the best hotel or other hospitality experience you've had? What makes it so special? Well, I'll answer this because you were just talking, Tom.
But okay.
My favorite experience was a hotel called the Intercontinental. It's a chain, very high class. And the concierge there was this really handsome man. And he recommended someone who would take me to, I was in China, it was at Xi'an to see the Terracotta Warriors. And I really enjoyed this guy that he, recommended because it was more interesting to learn from his perspective about what I was going to see. So I love good people who are performing that concierge service.
Yeah, it's hard for me to answer this question because every hotel is unique and outstanding in its own way. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you have a pleasant journey the next time you travel. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.